Play-by-play from our good friend John Walters, who joins us now, the voice of the Cyclones. And, John, good morning to you. How are things this morning?
Things are good. John, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks. Looking forward to you guys coming our way. That highlight cut, Tyrese Halliburton, we know that name. Big, big shot. And a big, big win for you guys over OU on Saturday.
It was a big win, you know, after an 0-2 start in the Big 12 and really getting pounded at home by Kansas. And it's really rare that Iowa State loses a lopsided game in Hilton Coliseum, but they did. Kansas really dominated that basketball game. And so it was great to come back, get another home opportunity, and play well against a really good Oklahoma team and put them away. And I was not surprised Iowa State was able to win the game, but I didn't expect them to win by that margin. So that was really good to see, and those guys needed that. They were able to relax a little bit, and they had a lot of fun out on the floor on Saturday and kind of took the weight off their shoulders a little bit. So hopefully now they can be in a relaxed mode because they've got a really tough week this week going to your place and then on to Texas Tech, two tough ones on the road this week.
What was your weather like Saturday? Did y'all have some of that ice and snow that we had when we were in Lawrence?
Yeah, it mostly hit Friday.
Okay.
So by Saturday, the roads were clear enough that people could get here, and the arena was full. It was a packed house. It was a great, great crowd, and you know they were really excited to see the team playing that way too. I mean, that was overdue, and you know, this is an Iowa State team that's been pretty fun to watch offensively. They're still up there near the top of the league in scoring and averaging about 80 points a game, and around college basketball, that's rare these days for teams to be able to score it. But, you know, their problems have come on the defensive end, and they need to be able to string together stops and defensive rebound. And that's something they were able to do against Oklahoma and a way to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, 81-68 was the final on Saturday. And you talk about your team's offense. It's really not the norm so far this season. I mean, we've had more games in the 50s than we have in the 80s, I think, by far, haven't we?
Well, I think college basketball in general, it's just really strange the way this season's going with the unpredictability of it, with the upsets that are happening all over the country, and then the scoring being so down. It just feels like that to me. Now, I haven't looked up numbers, but it sure does feel like, you know, teams are having a much harder time scoring. You know, you look at what I thought was a pretty decent Oklahoma State offensive team, you know, scoring in the 40s a couple times in the last couple weeks, you know, low 40s. And some of that has to do with defenses like West Virginia's, you know, I mean, that has a lot to do with it, but, you know, it's strange to me that it's down so much. I can't believe just moving back the 3-point line, the short distance that they did is the reason for all that drop in scoring in college basketball. But, it's rare. You're right to see games in the 80s or 90s these days. Most of them are in the 50s and sometimes you even see them in the 40s. I mean, I think Virginia went to overtime in their game last week, and it ended in the 40s, even after overtime. So it's a strange year in college basketball for sure.
John, we had the highlight cut with Tyrese Halliburton. That's a name people will recognize. But you got a lot of new names on this roster this year for Iowa State.
We do. That's, you know, one of the reasons I think why it's been kind of up and down for Iowa State so far this season. You know, Halliburton was certainly one of the top players in college basketball returning. But when you lose four guys, five really, off last year's team, they're all kind of that alpha dog personality that were going to hunt their shot and could go get their shot. Mariel Shayok, you know, was leading scorer in the Big 12. He's with the Sixers organization right now. Talen Horton-Tucker is with the Lakers organization. Lindell Wigginton is with the Timberwolves organization. And then Cameron Lard, Nick Wyler-Babb's playing over in Europe. Those were big losses off last year's team, and it's hard to just replace all those guys. One thing that happens with that is that some guys that did return all have to step into bigger roles, and that's an adjustment period. I think it takes a little while for guys to get used to that. But one guy that's really excelled in taking on a bigger role is Tyrese Halliburton, scoring more this year, but still keeping his percentages very high, his shooting percentages, you know, his assist-to-turnover ratio is still the best in the Big 12 Conference. So even though he's being asked to do more, he is doing more without it hurting team play. So he's the head of the snake for Iowa State. But, you know, some other guys are stepping up. You mentioned the new faces. Rajir Bolton, a transfer from Penn State, has really stepped up his game recently and is playing very well. He's a great addition to this program. Prentice Nixon, a transfer from Colorado State, gives Iowa State a defensive presence. And some young guys, you know, Trey Jackson and Caleb Grill are freshmen. They're getting forced into maybe bigger roles than they would have been asked to in another year. But Trey has really come on and shot the ball well against Oklahoma and hit four threes. So, you know, there are some guys that are stepping into newer and bigger roles and embracing that. So we'll see if this team can kind of get it together and get a little hot streak going. You're going to need to do that if they're going to get to the NCAA tournament. They're going to have to get some great wins. But that's the great thing about being in the Big 12. You get opportunities for great wins just about every single night. And we still have the SEC challenge with Auburn. So, I mean, you're talking about opportunity after opportunity for great signature wins the rest of the season.
John Walters, our guest, play-by-play voice for the Iowa State Cyclones. Iowa State coming to Waco to play Baylor tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. You mentioned names like Bolton and Nixon, transfers. What is it about Iowa State that you guys always, you seem to have a large number of transfers come your way, not leaving, but coming your way. It seemed like every year we see you got a guy sitting out, oh, yeah, he'll be eligible next year, or here's these guys, you know, that are playing now. What is it? Is that just something that Coach Prohm looks for, or why would you have so many transfers come your way?
Well, I think it really started with Fred Hoiberg. You know, and when he got to Iowa State, his first team that he inherited only had three players returning. And he did not want to wait 5 years to try to have success at Iowa State. He wanted to try to get the ball rolling more quickly. And so in that first recruiting class that Fred brought in, he brought in a bunch of transfers. Chris Allen from Michigan State, Chris Babb from Penn State, Royce White from Minnesota. You know, really talented players that ended up having great careers at Iowa State, but they all sat. So that scout team that year that Iowa State struggled to a 16-16 record in Fred's first year, a lot of people felt that was, they said that's the best scout team ever assembled.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was five guys that were just dynamite players. And so, you know, that kind of started it. And then when Iowa State had some success with that, you know, people kind of took notice that transfers were going to get an opportunity to come in there and do their thing. And they still looked for the right kind of kid that had the right attitude about it, and they were able to find some more of those guys. And then going forward from that, Steve Prohm just kind of picked up and said, okay, it worked for Fred. It would probably work for me too. So he brought in some of his own, and they've all had success. Mariel Shayok was a great example of that last year. And, you know, with the graduate transfer rules now in college basketball, you can get guys that if they really want to maximize what they do in that redshirt year, that's the key. And, you know, you look at Michael Jacobson and Mariel Shayok a year ago, those guys, after sitting out together, working out together every single day, both had really good years. And I think that it's what you make of that year that you sit out, if you're a sit-out transfer, that can really dictate what kind of a finish you have to your career. And these guys have all seemed to do a pretty good job with that.
Relying so much on transfers, can that ultimately hinder the development of a team and, you know, the success going forward? Like, if you bring in young players, how are you able to develop that with so many transfers in the mix?
Well, you know, the transfer thing's been a part of the equation. It hasn't been the entire equation. You know, if you really look at the success of Iowa State under Fred Hoiberg and Steve Prohm, it's been the four-year guy. It's been the guy that wasn't necessarily a top 50 recruit, but was maybe in that 50 to 150 range, kind of under the radar a little bit, that was able to stay in college for 4 years, continue to grow and develop, and then end up being, in a lot of cases, NBA players. And there's examples of it all over the league with George Niang and Monte Morris and Nazmi Trulong and Matt Thomas. And, you know, it's just one guy after another that basically came into this program as freshmen, maybe a little bit under the radar, but just stuck with it and kept getting better every day. And I think that's how you'd label the Iowa State program success, going to NCAA tournament 7 of the last 8 years. A big part of it, even though the transfers have been sprinkled in and have been nice accents to what they've already had, the heart and soul of the program has been the four-year player, the guy that wants to stick it out for four. And you look at that long list of guys, you know, there's, I think, eight former Iowa State players that are currently on NBA rosters or on G League rosters doing very, very well. And almost all those guys fall into that category of guys that were here for 4 years.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Let me tell you this. It's going to be 72 today in Waco. It's a little bit muggy, but it's going to be 76 tomorrow when you come, okay? So prepare for that.
Well, that sounds very welcome.
Yes,
yeah,
very welcoming.
That's nice
of
you, John. You know, I always get asked by people, you know, when we're in Big Ten and Big 12 territory, and they always say, now, what's it like down in Waco today? And I always say, well, 40 degrees warmer than East Lansing.
So. Right.
That way they understand that we're at least going nice places.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yep. So come on down, travel safe. I appreciate your time, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, John.
All right. John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones.